As a former executive director of our own Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra, I have a more than passing interest in what's going on in the orchestra world these days. I have long considered Jesse Rosen one of the heroes in the field. A musician himself and a former orchestra CEO, he has been a friend of New Orleans and our symphony for a long time. So it's not surprising that while here, he took time to chat with a few of the LPO's musicians.
One of the things that came up that most people seem to agree on was that the transparency in how the organization was run was something everyone uniformly valued, and also the quality of relationship among musicians and administrators and board was something that they all valued really highly, the sense of collaboration and their ability to solve problems really easily and quickly. And they play beautifully, you know. I mean, they're just a great orchestra, and it's just always a joy to hear them.
For a long time, the innovative LPO model of a musician-owned, collaboratively managed orchestra made us the Rodney Dangerfield of the symphony world. We didn't get, as he would say, no respect. But after more than 20 years, that attitude, in fact, all attitudes about the role of orchestras has changed, even if the challenges haven't. So it's good to hear how other orchestras are adapting without dumbing down the music.
Definitely one of the most exciting places is the Los Angeles Philharmonic, which I think has been totally faithful to a core repertoire. And meanwhile, they were mounting tremendously innovative programs, both in their main classical series as well as in their new music concerts. And also they were producing festivals. You know, they were putting on raves and minimalism festivals and all kinds of things. So their understanding of the orchestral repertoire was that it was a slice of a spectrum of genres that it had a relationship to. So they maintained the core, but they built around it.
The LA Phil is not the only orchestra to have come up with new and creative ideas to engage the public. Baltimore is another.
Their program is called Rusty Musicians. So the symphony announces a date. They invite anyone who wants to come down to Meyerhoff Hall, and Marin Alsop, the music director, and members of the Baltimore Symphony sit on stage with amateurs, and they all play together. They rehearse it, and they perform a piece. And Baltimore also has taken this to a summer classical music fantasy camp. And for a week, the musicians can come, amateurs, and rehearse and play. And at the end of the week, they perform again with Marin and the symphony.
Money for the arts is tough to come by, so we can't be faulted for wondering whether the symphony world will be able to sustain itself into the future.
Kids keep coming out of college, out of high school. I mean, there's been a growth in youth orchestras. It's amazing. I mean, kids love playing in orchestras, which always amazes me because you think of all the influences that kids have that would lead them in other musical directions, yet somehow they want to play in orchestras. So, I'm not worried about that.
So if Jesse Rosen's not worried about it, I'm going to stop worrying about it too. To read more of Jesse Rosen's comments, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.